Please rise for the university authorities.
До хімну.
Хімн.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
I would like to welcome all of you to the ceremony of graduation of our bachelor program, our great graduates, parents, families, and friends. It is a great pleasure for me to have you here on this beautiful day in our family. And we have the rector's presentation right now. Rector goes to this podium. So I'm here. I apologize for my voice, but I have a throat infection. It happens to teachers, academic teachers. I'd like to congratulate you, but not you. This is not all your merits. It's your parents, families. So I address these words to the families, and I congratulate you all on your great children that have been so successful. This is not an easy course: mathematics, statistics, economics, econometric. The dean is quiet because he's the guilty one. But you've done great. And you can be really, really proud. And that's why I suggest a big round of applause for the parents. But you wouldn't have written your papers if it hadn't been for your great lecturers and great thesis reviewers. So a round of applause to them as well. I don't know if the dean and his team merit such an applause. We'll see. But the dean, vice deans, and all the employees, a round of applause to them.
Uh,
You have survived a difficult time at this university, the pandemic, remote learning, atrocious war in Ukraine, which unfortunately still continues, various types of crises, the energy crisis, climate crisis, economic crisis. But together, we have overcome these difficulties because the strength lies in the family of Warsaw School of Economics. You're leaving this school very solid. You can be proud just as we are proud of you. You can also be proud of your alma mater, the university that is has EQUIS accreditation, which is the best accreditation for business schools. Only 200 schools in the world and 6 in Central European Union, Central and Eastern Europe, and only 3 in Poland are accredited. We are the only university, which economic university, that's in the network of the European Civica universities. That's a very good network. We are number 1 in the perspectives ranking among economic universities. We are number 1 in the ranking of our graduates on the labor market. There's a long gap afterwards. Then we have the Warsaw Medical University and the Warsaw Technical University. So you could conclude that we educate well. We're number 5 in the ranking, taking into account the international schools. We're also present as one of the 37 Polish universities and the only Polish economic university in the prestigious ranking of Times Higher Education, which ranks over 1,900 universities in the world from the point of view of education and the quality of studies, transfer of knowledge, and international position. We are in solidarity with our brothers in Ukraine, and we appreciate what they do for us, for Europe, and for the world, which is why, in recognition of the heroic attitude of the Ukrainian nation, the Senate of the Warsaw School of Economy grants the title of honoris causa to the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. We were the only university in Poland to do that, and the only university in Europe to do that. And we can be very, very proud of that. Like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, the Warsaw School of Economics educates leaders, and you are leaders. But you can ask a question: what a leader can be expected to do? A leader can be expected to be wise, to be humble, empathetic, to be able to work in a team, and to take responsible decisions, but also to comply with the values that are the basics of this university: honesty, respect, truth, professionalism. And according to me, we have educated you in such a way that you are leaders and you have all the skills that I've listed. And we are so proud of that too. But I just wanted to especially mention one specific value that I spoke about during the inauguration, so I will be repeating myself. And that is the value that, unfortunately, nowadays is not very commonly adhered to by many people. And that value is respect for another human being. And that is why it is my appeal to all of us: let us treat each other with kindness and politeness. Let's respect the dignity of other people and respect the rights of every human being. We can and we should be different when it comes to our views and the values we adhere to, but we may never lose of our sight the fact that the basics for a sane society is the respect for another human being, even the adversary. Let's respect one another without insulting one another and hurting other people. Let's smile more to one another. And when we comply with these rules, we can run an effective dialogue, which I want to emphasize should only use reasonable arguments. Leaders must be today more than ever prepared to face growing challenges. The stake is the well-being of the society and the condition of the Polish economy. As it was said by the 75th commemorative celebration of liberating Auschwitz by Marian Turski, let's not be indifferent. Let's not be indifferent to what surrounds us. Let us react to injustice. And my wish to you is be successful. Do not fail as much, although failures are also needed in order not to be too self-obsessed. And please be brave walking towards through your life and remember your alma mater and remember also the fact that Professor Władysław Wartoszewski said, if you don't know what to do and how to behave, just in case, be a decent person. So my best wishes to you. Be proud of the fact that you're already graduates of the Warsaw School of Economics in Warsaw. Thank you. And now let's hear Professor Krzysztof Kozłowski, the Vice Rector for Teaching and Student Affairs.
It's hard to say something smart after what His Magnificence has said. You know, I'm always in this funny situation that I always speak after someone, but I'm not aware of what the previous speakers will say, so please forgive me for speaking off my cuff. I'll be speaking to them, because that part has been already spoken to. The most important thing, remember, this is your celebration, this is your day, and this is for you to feel what you have achieved, what you have done here, and it testifies to what you're made of. And the most important thing, no one has the right to take it away from you as of today. What you have worked for, no one has the right to pick on you for anything. When it comes to the unpacked washing machine, that's not your task. Unwashed dishes, it's not your task, not today. It's not you today, just remember. Can we have such a speech? That's the first thing. And secondly, why those day-to-day things are important? Because they form the gist of our lives, the essence of our lives. And often, when I'm just looking at the president of the self-government of students, who's also seated in these benches, I remember I had this TED speech. I tried to persuade students not to look at the studies as the university as something that you have to come to every day, but basically it's a road towards development. And today, I think, is a day when you can relax. You don't have to think of other successes, don't have to fear next failures. You can be here and now and enjoy. And indeed, this is also a great skill and a very important competence. Because when I see some graduates, they cannot even lay their telephones down. Remember, there are such moments that are important to put the phone down, relax from the daily grind, not only think about how to be better, how to develop, but also to enjoy what you have. Because yes, this is a bachelor's diploma. We know that a great majority of you will be continuing your studies. It's just one of the tiers, but it's also a very important tier. But because it's also a skill to enjoy what you have, rejoice in what you have. By rejoicing in what you have, you'll also be building your cells, you'll be stronger, more resilient at the moment when you're down, you'll be able to come back to the moment when I say, I have achieved that, I had achieved that. Well, the promoters or theses, reviewers, very important, but it was you who wrote the theses, you passed the exams, you waded through math, statistics, negotiations. Well, remember, that was you. Because while we talk a lot about common good, when our society is coping with a major amount of challenges, when you can be thwarted by all sorts of crises, whatever you call them. Today, I'd like you to enjoy here and now, take a deep breath and say, I got it. I enjoy that. This is elevating me, and the rest can wait till tomorrow. And you know what? Nothing at all will happen. So my congratulations to you as well, because I understand that it takes a lot of patience and understanding, and even more patience. And I wish to you a nice day, a lot of strength to continue, and I hope that such stops to give you satisfaction, you have a lot of them. As I look at your smiles, hope we understand each other. All the best to you. Many happy returns. Thank you very much. And I hope His Magnificence has caught his breath. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Rector, please all rise. Gaudi Major Polonia. Thank you very much. Please be seated. And may I ask Mr. Dean to please take the floor. Good afternoon. This microphone is very low.
Fantastycznie państwo wyglądają.
You look fantastic.
To jest zawsze ten moment,
it's always the moment when I say it each year, but I'm even more happy because there are more and more people who decide to take part in the graduation. It makes us happy because it's also a moment when you show that it's important for you, that it's your bond to the university, and let's hope it will stay that way. But actually, that's not what I wanted to talk about today. I always have a very difficult role because as the dean, I'm the third one to speak, and I never know what the previous speakers will be talking about, and there's always a risk to double. But this year we will not double, and that's the good news, because the rector could not speak for a long time owing to his laryngitis. I decided to make up for it. I was just practicing it in front of my mirror for 45 minutes. Don't worry, it won't be that bad. When I was a very young person, I had this very simplified version of the word, vision of the world. It seemed to me that a very important thing, maybe the most important one, was to have lots of money. So I was thinking that I would become an economist, and once I become an economist, I'd be rich. So that's the heritage of the times that there is no way for you to remember, and that's your advantage over us, but it's also an advantage of ours over you, because that memento of what we had makes us appreciate what we have right now. Poland is a fantastic country, offering a lot of opportunities that's owing to the last 30 years, and it's great to stay the way. But for it to stay this way, you have to take care of Poland. And since when I was a little bit older, about 20, I met a smart person who told me that once I became an economist, you don't become an economist to be rich, you become an economist to try for others to be rich also. So my role as an employee of the Warsaw School of Economics is not only to take care of my own good, but also the good of others. And this inevitably leads you to the concept of patriotism. One of my favorite poets, satirist Andrzej Polniczewski, used the expression that we're living in such times that now it's particularly difficult to be a patriot, because it's a very difficult version of patriotism in the times of peace. So that's where we don't have to, we're lucky not to have to participate in great military struggle, but we have to remember about things that build patriotism on a day-to-day basis. And I have a couple of quotes that I will just present to you. To be a patriot is to be a decent person, pay taxes, not to trash in forest. That's Maciej Jankowski, MP. Every person appreciating the country has to be critical of it and to accept criticism. You have to, and in being a patriot, you have to be a critical, just as I have to be critical towards myself, Krzysztof Zanussi, first of all, the film director. And I think it's easier to talk about patriotism out of the concentration camp fences, not in the moment of trial, not where you have to struggle for your life, but in the space of freedom that the human choice goes through a lot of trials. That's Piotr Cywiński, the director of Auschwitz-Birkenau Museum. Patriotism has nothing to do with the conservatism. It's contrary to conservatism because it is being true to something that gets transformed at all times, but in a mystical way it says the same. It's a bridge between the past and the future. George Orwell, the author of 1984. Real patriotism is not only about loving an ideal mother country, but it's also to appreciate all the earth and its wealth. Bolesław Prus. A real patriot is not the person who's happy with everything in their country. That's a person who's fighting for it to be better, Charles Dickens. And the last one, one of the of my favorites, of our, actually, well, favorite personages of our history, both to me and the rector Władysław Bartoszewski. Polish patriotism does not consist in talking about patriotism, it's about service. This is very short, but the review of those quotes is a little bit subjective, but yet quite wide, and shows what is hugely important. In ancient Egypt, and generally in the antiquity, priests used to abuse their knowledge, especially about astronomy, to rule the people. They knew when an eclipse would come and use that knowledge to manage and direct the nation, actually to persuade them that if they don't do what the priests are asking, a bad god will, an evil god will send a plague. People did it because they didn't have the knowledge and believed it because they didn't have the knowledge that the ancient priests had. Today you have that knowledge, you are the graduates of the university, and soon you'll be taking over power in this country. You're 20 plus, but this will pass tremendously quickly, and I really know what I'm talking about. Because it has passed a little bit in my case, but I'm not that young as pro-rector Kozlowski. Yeah, 3 months. Still. But yes, it also makes a difference. The time will be passing quickly. Soon you'll set up your own families, occupying important posts, managing people. It's important for you to translate your skills into your own sensitivity and day-to-day patriotism, which is transformed not only in the participation in elections, but also in your day-to-day work to make all our everyone's lives better, including your employees and people who need your help. And there are many such people, and their numbers will be growing the more you know, and the more impact you have on the reality, the greater your knowledge will be, and the greater your skills will be, the higher the posts to be occupied. It's important for you not to forget it, and I believe that this will happen, and I hope that the leaders that we will have, that we have shaped in you as our graduates will be directing themselves with it in their lives, and that's what I'd like to end on, in paraphrasing one more quote, that you have this, now that you have this knowledge, use it smartly. That's from Harry Potter.
Thank you very much,
Mr. Dean. And now I'll ask the pro-rector to lead the most important part of our...
Szanowni Państwo.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a moment I will have the pleasure to start reading out the people who will be handed over the congratulation letters. First, those will be diplomas with distinctions, then others. Let me just give you some information. Sometimes there will be some changes. I've seen that you've changed seats. We've all got you. Nobody will be overlooked. The first person, Jakub Durczak.
Bez zdjęcia niczego się nie odbyło.
Zapraszam pana Piotra Galą. I zapraszam pana Norberta Galę. Zapraszam panią Katarzynę Kaczak. Zapraszam panią Monikę Kondraciuk. Zapraszam panią Annę Kozerą. Zapraszam pana Filipa Kucia. I zapraszam panią Emilię Matrejek. To jest właśnie jeden z tych momentów, które nadaje pikanterii tym wystąpieniom. Zapraszam panią Adrianę Nowak.
This is what makes it a bit spicy.
Zapraszam pana Kamila Polańskiego. Zapraszam panią Wiktorię Saczka. Zapraszam panią Katarzynę Skrzynacką. I zapraszam pana Antona Węckiego. Teraz przechodzimy do listy osób, które otrzymały listę
gratulacyjną. Right now, congratulation letters in first row.
Mr. Vitali Jabłkow. Lista ma siłę wyższą. To jest jak słowo objawione. Zapraszam panią Milenę Adamczuk. No nie tak szybko, nie tak szybko.
Not so fast, madam.
I would like to ask to join us Mr. Hamza Anoui. Zapraszam panią Zofię Antepowicz. Zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Anufrowicz. I would like to ask to join us Madam Yemlak Ayele. Zapraszam panią Ninę Balikowską. Zapraszam pana Konrada Bandycha. Zapraszam Nikitę Bekiaris, pana Nikitę Bekiaris. Zapraszam pana Giannisa Bobryka. Zapraszam panią Zuzannę Bosak. Są takie momenty, kiedy się człowiekowi trochę łezka kręci. Zapraszam pani Stanisława. I would like to invite Ms. Madam Pascaline Birigio. I'm sorry if I mispronounced. Zapraszam pana Macieja Bystronia-Kwiatkowskiego. Zapraszam panią Julię Biśkiniewicz. Zapraszam pana Daniela Czubału. Zapraszam pana Szymona Cichego. Zapraszam panią Janę Dobrowolską. Zapraszam panią Agatę Darasz. Zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Dąbrowską. I would like to invite Mr. Nuhum Diara. Zapraszam panią Marię Dołęgę. Zapraszam panią Natalię Duziak. Zapraszam panią Hannę Eismann. Szanowni państwo, co roku
every year for graduation ceremony we have students that have done a lot for the student community. And I mean people who are part of the student self-government, the former chairpersons of the self-government of students, and whereas students themselves know who I'm talking about, I just want to say that for the sake of people who have joined us from outside. They were able to combine their course with almost two jobs, because representing the student community for many duties and taking part in processes that are our job, but an additional task for them is a distinction. to be representing the student community, but also quite a burden. So let me ask you to reward with a round of applause Ms. Marta Ekner, who was the former chairperson of the Students' Self-Government Body. As you can see, this custom never changes.
Teraz poproszę, żeby dołączył do nas pan Filipos Filipidis. I zapraszam pana Marcina Filusa. Zapraszam panią Natalię Gałązkę. Zapraszam pana Tomasza Gawlikowskiego. Zapraszam pana Konrada Głuchowskiego. Zapraszam pana Michała Gurajca. Zapraszam pana Adama Góreckiego. Zapraszam panią Michalinę Grabińską. Zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Graniczkowską. Zapraszam pana Wojciecha Grądzika. Zapraszam panią Marię Gregorczyk. Zapraszam panią Weronikę Gronę. To jeżeli nie, to zapraszam panią Justynę Grzesiewską. Zapraszam panią Wiktorię Grzywacz. And I would like to invite Mr. Jagi Zgurak. Zapraszam panią Marię Gus. Zapraszam panią Julię Chryszczankę. Zapraszam pana Daniela Iwanowskiego. Zapraszam panią Olgę Jacniacką. Zapraszam pana Krzysztofa Jagodę. Suspense. To zapraszam pana Jana Jurka. Zapraszam pana Emiliana Janiuka. Zapraszam pana Piotra Jankowskiego. Zapraszam pana Jakuba Janosza. Zapraszam panią Natalię Jaszczołt. I zapraszam panią Wiktorię Jaworską. Zapraszam panią Wiktorię Jędrzejczak. Zapraszam panią Ewę Jurczyk. Zapraszam panią Wiktorię Kaletę. Zapraszam panią Annę Kalinejko. Zapraszam panią Angelinę Karanczuk. Zapraszam pana Jakuba Karpetę. Proszę, żeby dołączyła do nas pani Julia Karpienia. I zapraszam panią Paulę Kawkę. Zapraszam panią Kacjarinę Kozlową. Zapraszam panią Wolę Charużeją. Zapraszam panią Klaudię Kieszkowską. Zapraszam panią Magdalenę Kilkę. Zapraszam panią Natalię Klimańską. Zapraszam panią Martynę Klimek. Zapraszam panią Martynę Kochman. I zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Kolańską. Zapraszam pana Jakubę Kołpę. I zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Konieczną. Zapraszam panią Weronikę Kirszynę. W blokach startowych już widzę, że się stał pan Adrian Kopeć. Zapraszamy. Zapraszamy panią Natalię Korbecką. Zapraszamy pana Bartosza Kowala. Zapraszamy panią Agnieszkę Kowalczuk. Zapraszamy pana Macieja Kowalczyka. Zapraszamy panią Zofię Kowalik. I zapraszamy pana Iwana Krapunickiego. Zawsze w życiu muszą być te momenty, kiedy się na chwilę zatrzymamy. Zapraszam pana Aleksandra Kroma.
Must always be some moments to stop.
Zapraszamy pana Łukasza Krzępka, ale to jeszcze nie ta osoba. Zapraszamy pana Jakuba Kubickiego. Zapraszamy panią Annę Kucikowicz. Zapraszamy panią Aleksandrę Kudybą. Przerwa techniczna i zarządza lekcja z zarządzania kryzysowego.
A technical break and we start a lesson of crisis management. Aha, I'm supposed to speak louder.
Zapraszamy pana Alecha Kuleckiego. Zapraszamy panią Katarzynę Kuźnią. Zapraszamy pana Wojciecha Kwiatkowskiego. Zapraszamy panią Anastazję Lazawik. Zapraszamy panią Monikę Leńczuk. Zapraszam panią Gabrielę Libucką. Zapraszamy panią Magdalenę Lipińską. To jest ta niewerbalna komunikacja absolwentów SGH.
That's the non-verbal communication of Warsaw School of Economics graduates.
Zapraszamy pana Arsena Lukianienko. Zapraszamy pana Marcina Łukasika. Zapraszamy panią Martynę Madej. I zapraszamy panią Weronikę Malik. Zapraszamy panią Juliannę Malińską. Zapraszamy pana Jakuba Marka. Zapraszamy pana Jacka Martynka. Zapraszamy panią Justynę Marzec. Zapraszamy panią Karolinę Matusiak. Zapraszamy panią Patrycję Mech. Poprosimy o dołączenie do nas panią Marię Mecha. I zapraszamy pana Witolda Michałkowskiego. Zapraszamy panią Aleksandrę Miszuk. I zapraszamy panią Walerię Miszuk. Zapraszamy panią Julię Moskal. I zapraszamy panią Paulinę Muskaluk. Zapraszamy pana Jakuba Mosia. Zapraszamy panią Marię Mudel. Zapraszamy panią Tatianę Murawiową. Zapraszamy pana Jarosława Maziuka. Jak państwo widzicie, chór u nas ma dużo do powiedzenia. Bardzo się z tego cieszymy.
Zapraszam. As you can see, the choir has a lot to say.
Zapraszam pana Filipa Nestorowicza. Pana Ladisława Mazaguka. Zapraszam panią Nadzieję Nowik. I zapraszam pana Pawła Onufry. Zapraszam pana Bartłomieja Pacho. Zapraszam pana Igora Pachotowa. Proszę, żeby dołączyła do nas pani Ksenia Pałnikowa. Zapraszamy pana Przemysława Palucha. Zapraszamy panią Dzianę Panasiuk. I zapraszamy panią Wiktorię Pastuchową. Zapraszamy panią Martynę Pawluk. Zapraszamy panią Izabelę Paziewską. I zapraszamy pana Jakuba Perkowskiego. Zapraszamy pana Błażeja Pietrewicza. I'd like to invite Ms. Victoria Pirus. Chciałem zaprosić panią Zuzannę Pociechę. Zapraszam pana Maksyma Polińskiego. Zapraszam panią Paulinę Porowską. Zapraszam panią Magdalenę Prokop. Zapraszam panią Kalinę Pszonę. Zapraszam panią Lizawetę Rafalowicz. Zapraszam panią Alicję Reindl. Zapraszam pana Bartosza Repelewicza. Zapraszam pana Jakuba Rochowskiego. Zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Rosik. Zapraszam pana Jana Rudzika. I zapraszam panią Gabrielę Rutecką. Poproszę, żeby dołączył do nas pan Franciszek Samiec. Zapraszam pana Aleksieja Sałko. Zapraszam pana Marcina Seliwończyka. Zapraszam panią Annę Semieniuk. Zapraszam panią Maję Secką. I zapraszam panią Magdalenę Sęk. Zapraszam panią Hannę Szatawą. Zapraszam panią Wolię Szałczenko. Zapraszam panią Sabinę Sienkiewicz. Zapraszam panią Paulinę Skalik. Zapraszam pana Piotra Skarżyńskiego. I zapraszam pana Gabriela Skarget. Zapraszam pana Bernarda Skibę. Zapraszam pana Eryka Skrętowskiego. Zapraszam panią Julię Sokołowską. Zapraszam panią Weronikę Sosnowską. Zapraszam panią Patrycję Stanowską. Zapraszam panią Karolinę Stępień. Zapraszam pana Piotra Stolarczyka. Zapraszam panią Gabrielę Strąg. Zapraszam panią Hannę Suchocką. Zapraszam panią Dobrochnę Supermak. Zapraszam panią Wiktorię Szynkiewicz. Zapraszam pana Fabiana Świczerewskiego. Zapraszam pana Wojciecha Świerka. I zapraszam pana Bartosza Tylkę. To w takim układzie zapraszam pana Michała Tylkę. Zapraszam panią Monikę Tyszkiewicz. Zapraszam panią Julię Wesin. Zapraszam panią Darię Wiotkę. Zapraszam pana Tobiasa von Festl. Zapraszam pana Krzysztofa Warzochę. Zapraszam panią Dominikę Wasylewicz. Zapraszam panią Joannę Wąsik. I zapraszam panią Zofię Wąsik. Zapraszam pana Piotra Wierzejskiego. Zapraszam pana Cypriana Wiktorowskiego. Zapraszamy panią Karolinę Wiśniewską. I zapraszamy panią Natalię Wiśniewską. I zapraszamy pana Piotra Wiśniewskiego. Zapraszamy pana Tomasza Witeckiego. Przepraszam, stary już jest. Nie tak stary jak pan dziekan, ale stary. Zapraszamy panią Aleksandrę Wojtkowiak. Zapraszam pana Łukasza Wołejko. Zapraszam panią Magdalenę Wójcik. I zapraszam panią Weronikę Wójcik. Zapraszam panią Aleksandrę Wójtowicz. Zapraszam panią Alicję Wypych. Zapraszam panią Agatę Wyszkowską. Zapraszam pana Rafała Wyszyńskiego. Zapraszam panią Julię Zacharczuk. Zapraszam panią Dzianę Zajko. Zapraszam pana Przemysława Załupskiego. Zapraszam pana Siechija Zdanowicza. I would like to invite Madame Ayan Zeilani. Zapraszam panią Olimpię Znamierowską. I zapraszam panią Hannę Zubel. Szanowni państwo, bardzo państwu dziękuję.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here and for being patient with my mispronounced names. I would like to thank the team, Irreplaceable. Please remember that the reason that we are meeting today is a great merit of the ladies that were sometimes difficult for you, but made it all happen. So many thanks to them.
Dziękuję.
Thank you. And can we please have the representative of the graduates take the floor? Jakub Durczok, who has graduated, I don't know how you've done it, but with excellent results, 4.99, and he has a job on top of that because he is working for Procter & Gamble, the company who is one of the partners of the WSE. Good afternoon. Since this is the final part, I'll be brief. I'd like to congratulate all of us. We've been the graduates of the best economic university in Poland, and the diploma will be a solid foundation of our career in business, social, and science worlds. And the friendships made here will be fruitful in our professional and private lives alike. The graduates of WSE are an intrinsic part of the Polish landscape. They achieve success that some can only aspire to. Although we are diverse in many ways, there is one thing in common. We aim high, but also have our feet on the ground. We know how important dreams are, but know that only hard work can really make our dreams come true. In order to get where they are, each one of us has gone through a long way. A good outcome in your school leaving exams and following through to your diploma. Many of us have been active on the student community plane, but also have had their first jobs. With our hard work, we have come to a place where our paths will separate. Some of us will work for corporations, some create our own businesses, some will be in the academia, some in the social life. But it's the opportunity to stop and look behind us, feeling proud how much we've been able to accomplish. And upon this reflection, I feel fulfilled, but also deeply grateful towards those that made it happen for me, towards my parents who have unconditionally supported me, and my girlfriend who never allowed me to lose faith. I am sure that in the life of each one of you, there are people that meant it all happened. Without them, it would not be possible, or everything wouldn't make sense. Our thanks go to our lecturers and teachers who made sure that the WSE was the good cradle for us to grow. This builds the foundations of our success. We are meeting here today to celebrate this milestone of our life. Starting from tomorrow, each one will tread their own path and build their own success. On this path, let me wish you all the best. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Jakub. And please all rise. Gordiamo Sagittor. And there you go. That's the end of it. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everyone once again. Please remember our common alma mater. Visit us, those of you who no longer study for their masters. Remember, there is also the PhD studies, postgraduate studies. If you have children, there's also the Children's University, and when you're fully mature, you have the Third Age University in front of us. So please remember about us at all times. I'd like to thank Director Justyna Kozera and all the ladies. There's Julia, likewise. For preparing the celebration to the choir under conducted by Dr. Tomasz Kompała. You must admit that we have a magnificent choir. We are great, a splendid university, splendid students, graduates, and on top of that, a magnificent choir, a big hand. In that case, may I invite you to a family picture here. Okay, but after that, down to the main hall to raise a toast with our mead that our bees produce. I mean, made from the honey produced by our bees on the roof of the library. But before we do so, let me close the ceremony connected with the graduation of from the Bachelor of Studies at the Warsaw School of Economics. Thank you very much, and a big round of applause.